Megan Rashke is an imaging tech assistant at Logan Regional Hospital. She works firsthand with patients that could be exposed to the virus.
So right now, what we have to do is when we go into any patient's room, we must sign their door with our name and what personal protective equipment we wore, along with what department we're from. This is to guarantee that if someone comes back with COVID that we may not have been originally testing, they're able to trace back what we wore and if they need to monitor us further.
If a patient ends up testing positive for COVID-19, the employee health nurse will contact everyone that has been exposed or worked with that patient.
She'll contact you, and if there is concern for exposure, she will put you on a 2-week temperature monitor. So you'll have to monitor your temperature and take it twice a day and record it into their online survey. And if it gets above 37.8, you are not allowed to come to work. You have to go home or stay home and possibly be checked out or be tested for COVID-19.
Before coronavirus, Rashke says the hospital would send employees updates weekly for big events.
We are now receiving daily updates from our administrator and different people throughout the hospital. We get a daily update for our caregivers, along with like our physicians, our non-clinical caregivers, just kind of give an update on what should be properly done, if policies or procedures changes. So there's a lot of change coming and going. Things are constantly being changed, different interpretations, different new knowledge being brought aboard.
Hospital leads also check on their employees to ensure they are healthy and keeping track of their health. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.